This is Robert. IllinoisEye.com. That's not IllinoisEye.com. That's IllinoisEye.com. Watched a tape last night. Most of the game, except for I didn't set my DVR long enough, and it didn't cover the whole game. But we watched everything, and here's some observations. Number one, and I like being able to say this when it's not a close game where a big call impacts everything. That had to be one of the worst officiated games in a long, long time. I'm not an official. I don't pretend to know exactly all the rules, but I think I know enough football to know, you know, when the white hat, you know, LeSure gets, it's, what was it, 4 yards down to the Indiana 8. Indiana was offsides. LeSure had gotten a first down on the play. Indiana's offsides. Guy comes on the mic, says, offsides, defense, half the distance to the goal, first down. And then another guy on his crew comes running in and says, it was at the 12. That's not half the distance of the goal. So he gets back on the mic. 5 yards, ball will be placed at the 7, second down. And then somebody comes running. That was a first down. He for 5 yards, got a ball will be placed at the 7, first down. I mean, it's like they were guessing out there. And on one series, this is when Indiana was driving and then they stalled and kicked a field goal. Yeah, I know, it's hard to pick out which series that was. That's awesome. Indiana stalled. They're coming down. I was watching the linesman on the near side, on the Illinois sideline. You may remember the play where he came up just short, or it looked like, and then Indiana's receiver, I think it was Belcher, came up just short. They set the ball, and Indiana was ready to snap, and the linesman's waving his arms, saying, we need to measure this. Well, it was almost, I mean, the linesman on the other side had the play further back, and this guy didn't even have it that far forward, and it was almost like he was upset that they weren't listening to him. I feel like, watching the tape, he placed the ball a few inches or a few feet forward just to say, hey, I got this call. Because if you watch the replay, forward progress wasn't even close to where he marked it. I mean, he was tackled short of that. It wasn't that he was tackled and then driven back. He was driving forward. Wilson tackles him, and you know, he marked him a yard forward. Mostly, I think, out of petulance. And then, on the very next play, Indiana throws to that side again. He steps out of bounds. They mark him a yard and a half forward. And it was just really sloppy. And, you know, from the mistakes and the, you know, the official making the announcements of the wrong sideline and then stopping in the middle to turn toward the press box and restart, to the replay reviews that were, you know, they moved the ball before the official made the replay announcement. I've never seen that done before, you know, so the crowd just starts cheering because they're moving the ball back. It was just really sloppy. So, I don't know. Glad it wasn't a close game because I feel like those officials would have found a way to screw it up. The other things, let's actually talk about football. I would bet you Nathan has to be getting a bit upset at his receivers because they're not doing him any favors. His throw to McGee, and that was like 3rd and 18, was a beautiful throw. Perfect throw. And he knew it too because, you know, McGee stops for some reason and then tries to jump for it. He was going to hit him right in stride. So that throw was perfect. And then Nate, when he went over to the sideline, you can see on the tape, he watches the replay on the screen to be like, I feel like I threw that perfect. And then the throw to Faison on 3rd down. Again, perfect 3rd down throw. Faison just takes his eyes off, starts running without the ball. You know, those are two big 3rd down conversions that would have made me feel a whole lot better about the offense. And we missed them. So receivers have got to step it up. Number three, you know who doesn't get enough credit is Ian Thomas. He's a hole stuffing, run stuffing son of a gun. There were several plays where he picked the right hole, especially on running plays. He's just picking the right hole and hitting there. He's just consistent. Martez is getting press. You know, Bussey had that pick six and everything else, and they're getting the press for the linebackers. But Ian Thomas has been impressive and will be our top tackler.